You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi everyone, Sam Mead here. This video is brought to you by the third and final donation from Mr. Anonymous, and here's what he briefly has to say. Hey Sandman, I heard you talking about bringing Asian and Latino women back to the North America, but not East African. They're among some of the most beautiful women on the planet, but also have some of the most strictly traditional values. I would love to hear your thoughts. Well, Mr. Anonymous, I know the exact woman you're talking about. One of those mythical rational unicorn women from Wakanda that defy all female nature. I don't care where a woman is from, once you bring her into a culture that's no longer traditional, sure, she's going to maintain a lot of her upbringing qualities, but over time they will slowly be eroded away by the women that are around her. The ones that have already been here many years or decades. I knew a woman that came to Canada from Ghana, and she was traditional and got her hands on a honky cracker, and last I heard, she stuck it out with them. But again, that was in the days before smartphones. Now even the women from small-town villages are being polluted thanks to social media. Finding a woman from another country won't work anymore for at least two reasons. Number one, she's going to change when she comes over here. And number two, she's already having her traditionalism destroyed thanks to her smartphone. Plus, there's also the superiority complex many traditional women feel when they come to the West. While growing up, many of the Eastern European women around me felt superior to the local women from Western European descent. I can never understand this considering that the Western women came from a more advanced, organized, and higher IQ culture. But I'm now thinking that those super smart Polish women, cough cough, sarcasm sarcasm, saw themselves as being superior. Because of their family values. Because they still had intact families and because the early signs of degeneracy hadn't taken hold of their in-group yet. As for East African women, I was interested in a woman from Ethiopia. And she became a masculine feminist. So is that the type of woman that you're talking about that's strictly traditional? What about Somalian women, with their stitched-up cooches? Maybe you're referring to women from Botswana that are so traditional that the birth rates in the urban centers are well below replacement now. Wherever we go, women are the same. I'm predicting that women in poor countries won't even want to come to the West anymore because there'll basically be too many people from their own background in the country. And if they're from the third world, then the part of the West they'll go to will eventually look third world too. So other women in their own background won't actually want to move there either. I think what's going to happen is either Caucasian people are going to eventually move away from the West, into Eastern Europe and other homogeneous places, or they'll create their own gated communities in the West, and at that point, communities like the Indian one will lose out on being able to live in their proximity. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Me the Sandman. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Anyways, now back to when you move a traditional woman from the third world into a feminist first world country, she doesn't stay traditional. Instead, she becomes a feminist. Clown world show. That statement is kind of the reverse of the statement that when you bring the third world into the first world, you don't get more of the first world. But instead, the first world turns into the third world. With female nature, it goes in the opposite direction. You bring a third world woman in to the first world and she becomes a first world woman when it comes to female nature. I recently spoke to a friend about this because I've had a wound that's needed some bandages recently and it have to be changed every day. And I definitely noticed the quality of my service getting worse or better depending on the background of the nurse. Remember, I'm usually getting a different nurse each day. I know my sample size is not the greatest, but I'm definitely seeing trends, with somewhere around 20 to 30 changes. In 20 or 30 years, when I need even more serious nursing services, do I want to be in a multicultural utopia like Canada? At that point, rolling the dice with my life. The healthcare system here can either be first world or third world, depending on who is serving you. At some point, there'll be a few options. Leave to the United States to pay for private service. Pay for one of the private clinics that the government in Canada is now starting to allow. Because I'm sure that the rich people here are complaining about this. Or leave and live in a country with socialized and/or private medicine that has more competent medical staff. You know that I just can't wait for my hot East African surgeon from Wakanda to accidentally give me a lobotomy. And no, I'm not talking about a love lobotomy with me falling in love with her. I spoke to a friend about gated communities recently and looked them up in Canada. And there are 55 plus active adult communities for seniors and adults only in Canada, but nothing like what I've seen in the United States. Maybe I didn't look hard enough. Generally, there aren't that many in Canada. A lot of Indian people here want to get away from their own communities once there are too many fobs or fresh off the boat people in them. Indians have told me this before. So they keep moving further and further out of the suburbs and now into outlying cities and starting businesses. Indians are the highest earning people in Canada and the United States and report the highest amount of income. So from a socioeconomic standpoint, they're the best people to bring to a place like Canada. But I'm predicting that many whites will leave the country because they will experience too much enrichment for multiculturalism. The current paradigm only becomes a problem once it becomes dysfunctional and reaches a tipping point. A lot of Indian women are finding white guys too, and since Indians earn so much, I'm not surprised that Indian men are scooping up the caker, white mungy cake women. But the more cultured individuals and those with more means, at some point they'll do a cost-benefit analysis and realize that it's not worth it anymore. I don't care about skin color and where somebody's from. What I care about is competency and cleanliness. I judge people based on their habits, which they have control over, instead of their DNA, which they don't. The reason I'm talking about all this sort of controversial stuff is that for the longest time, the discussion has either been whether or not men should find women abroad and then bring them back to their countries of origin. What's now more important is, with the West disintegrating, whether or not you should leave the West and stay in another country instead. I recently heard about all the crazy things that are going on in Canadian schools. The Black Lives Matter thing about the police being bad was believed, and the police were kicked out of schools, and now unless it's an assault with a weapon, they won't show up in force, and the school board will have to deal with the violence themselves. They've inserted feet washing stations in the bathrooms for Muslim kids. The students are not allowed to be suspended even if they're violent, and they scoff at the teachers and no longer listen to them as authority figures and fail at the classes. But teachers won't actually fail them, so they hand out good marks to all the failing and passing students. Because if they don't, then the school board will question them and why they haven't been helping their students enough. So kids are failing their way through school because the teachers don't want to deal with disciplinary actions if they won't pass them. One of my sources has told me that this has gotten so bad in the last 4 or 5 years that she says that up until that point, if she had kids, she would have put them through the public school system. But now she recommends homeschooling or private schools if you can afford them. I told her that schools typically reflect the makeup of society 10 to 20 years out. So entitled kids, no police to help you in a broken competence hierarchy, as many of the professionals you rely on will be incompetent because they failed their way up in med school. So if your life depends on it, you will pay at a private clinic that has positive reviews online to prove the competence of its employees. Once you recognize that a society is actually the people in it and not the buildings and physical stuff, then you start to seek out the higher quality people in societies to call your home. The only reason you might not do that is if you're used to living in a place and afraid of change. I'm also glad that I'm aware of these things instead of just being a diehard lefty believer that's going to die way too early once the multicultural experiment comes to an end, and they're neglected by their nurse that doesn't have an in-group preference for them, even though they actually have an in-group preference for her. It's all fun and games until one of them literally loses an eye. And if they complain about it, then they'll risk being called a racist, which to them is the greatest insult, so they'll do whatever they can to avoid being called that, even if it means their own death. They'll never admit they were wrong, even though they wrecked their own cities. As for bringing women to the West, if you are too thirsty and need a girlfriend, or dare I say wife, then keep her in her own country. Tell her that it's for her own good and that she'll actually be around her own family and support network. That if she moved away to the United States or Canada, she would get lonely and bored. That life is too cold, and that the reason you actually want to stay with her in her country is because the people are a lot better, even if you know that to be a lie. Also, as I mentioned with healthcare circling the drain in Canada, what is it going to be like in the country you're moving to and keeping your new partner in? What about the corruption? Just look at what happened to Andrew Tate in Romania. He moved to a place where he thought he was safe from the injustice of the West, and instead he found greater injustice being jailed for 60 days on no charges. I wouldn't be surprised if they keep extending that until they Epstein him in the slammer. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation and topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that just because you smash traditional women doesn't mean they'll be traditional if you take them home. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, MGTOW.TV, and Rumble to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized. And if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45. And I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills. And remember, a red pill a day keeps the men that think that women are different simply because they're born in a different part of the world away. So enjoy the rest of your day. And cheers.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.